This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
G&D, welcome back. You're listening to The Fan. One last time this week, we've got 2 tickets for a winner. Caller 10 right now at 800-636-1067. You're going to get a pair of tickets to see Bert Kreischer, Tops Off World Tour, Saturday, December 2nd at Eagle Bank Arena. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events, courtesy of Monumental Sports. It's a good time to be Bert Kreischer, by the way. He's got this huge tour he's launching and a movie that hits theaters this weekend. He's the star of the movie. I think it's kind of tangentially about the story he tells about his life.
I feel like it's Bert Kreischer doing Bert Kreischer.
There's two comedians in movies right now. I think they're both at least partially about themselves or their lives. But Sebastian Maniscalco is starring in a film right now as well.
With De Niro.
Correct.
As his dad, yeah.
We've gone years without any comedians doing movies like this, and now there's two head-to-head at the same time. Weird how that works.
Hollywood is so funny.
Like, we'll go forever with no baseball movies, and then there's like 3 in theaters in 6 months, you know?
Totally.
Forget what it was, but something came out right when Moneyball did, maybe like Mr. 3000 or something. And it's like, nobody's made a baseball movie for 9 years.
We've had no asteroid movies ever, and then Deep Impact and Armageddon are out within a week.
Yeah. I feel like that happens all the time. But congrats to the winner of those tickets. Let's get to the Beltway Blitz. We will start on the diamond with our guy Craig Heist. The Nationals, what a heartbreaking loss, Heisty.
Yeah.
I was sitting about 5 feet from you. We were reeling after that game yesterday. So for people that didn't watch it, the Nats are down 5-1. The boys battle. They string together 7 hits and 7 at-bats, which just doesn't happen. To start the 7th inning, they tie the game. They take the lead. And then in the 9th inning, Hunter Harvey, with 2 outs, blows the lead and blows the save, a 3-run home run. The Padres win.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty. And again, that brings us to the question now as we move forward for the getting into the middle of the season. And then as we move toward the trade deadline and later, what does Dave Martinez think about this quote unquote closer situation? I mean, 2 nights ago, we saw, Kyle Finnegan come in when the game was on the line and get it done. And then we've seen Hunter Harvey put in that same situation and get it done, but we've also seen Hunter Harvey give up leads in the 9th inning, the walk-off in Miami, and then yesterday. So what does he do going forward? Who is actually going to be the closer on this team?
So I theorized as follows, and I want to get your take on this. Finnegan, after the early start that he had, where the numbers still don't look good because he got roughed up really, really badly in a couple outings, he's actually been pretty consistent and pretty good as their closer here for a while. I think he's among the National League leaders in saves. I think they want to have Harvey pitch well in high leverage spots so that they could trade him ultimately.
I think that's a good take on that. Absolutely. And we saw in the 9th inning, a couple of nights ago, what it means to be able to throw 99 and 100. But yesterday against Odor, he went inside, and the pitch was about thigh high, and Odor got the head of the bat down on it and pulled it to right field. And, that's why teams have Rougned Odor from, he goes from team to team, is because he's a good clubhouse guy. He's a good guy, maybe not as an everyday second baseman, but certainly can provide you with some pop in the lineup, but also plays pretty good defensively, and that's why he's around. But to go back to the Nats situation, that was just a gut-wrenching loss. They could have ended that homestand winning two series, and they only got one.
So they move on now,
yeah.
And they're on the road. They got the Kansas City Royals, one of the worst teams in the American League. You can never say the worst unless you're talking about the
Oakland A's. Yeah, unless they're the A's.
Or historical. But I think they're the second worst team in baseball, probably anecdotally, statistically.
A's are on a pace for 130 losses.
That's disgusting.
That is disgusting.
Yeah. And they're on pace to get 130 fans.
More losses or fans this year.
On a pace to move to Las Vegas in a couple of years.
It's sad, man. But Patrick Corbin's on the hill tonight to start this series. So give us a little lay of the land. Royals, they haven't been there in a long, long time. I love Kauffman Stadium.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite ballparks. And Patty Cakes has actually been decent. Quality starts in all four of his outings in May.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And you go back into the middle of April, Grant, he winds up going seven starts where he's pitched at least five and a third in each of those starts, and he's allowed three runs or no more than three earned runs, that is, over that stretch of time. So he is pitching well. Overall, the body of work, 3-5 on the year, a 4.47, but that's come way down since the beginning of the year.
It's not a great question here, but I just really like Luis Garcia. I you know, again, the overall numbers don't blow you away, but he's cut down on the strikeouts. I feel like he's, you know, his batting average on balls in play is comically low as many times as he's barreled up baseballs. I think he's playing a pretty solid second base. I am into what I'm seeing here. I wonder, A, your thoughts, but B, how pleased are they with him?
I think they are pleased with him now that he's back at second base. I know that they'd like to see him still work on some footwork issues that he has around second base. And I'm talking about diving toward balls where he's diving, but he winds up either on his backside and trying to throw the ball from his backside. I mean, there's been a few of those plays that we've seen over the last month. But I think overall, you know, they're happy he's at second base. It certainly makes the combination of him and Abrams at shortstop a pretty good double play combination. And what they want to be is strong up the middle now. Of course, Victor Robles in center field has been on the injured list, but Alex Call out there has been just as good as you can get. And of course, Kaybert behind the plate. So I think they're pretty happy with him, Danny, at second base.
Star, non-crab division, okay? I don't need you to go all crab on me.
Okay, all crab.
No.
Barbecue, Memorial Day weekend. Top of my head, mac and cheese, deviled eggs, potato chips, grilled corn on the cob. What am I missing here? What sides does my guy like?
Sides? I'm a green beans fan, a little veggies. You know, I can go that way. But, you know, you're looking at barbecue. It's chicken. It's steaks for me, and also ribs.
Ribs were a good choice.
But I feel like then once you put all the good stuff on your plate, there's no room for those green bean things that you were asking for.
Oh, yeah, we can fit those
in. Oh, they fall right off, and then there's a trash can nearby?
Yeah, kind of.
Thank you, Star.
You're welcome.
See you, bro.
That's tough, man.
Green beans.
Green beans on me?
Oof.
I mean, I know I put them
right, hon.
I know I put them on the spot, but heisty. Green beans? All right, let's keep it moving on the Blitz. Dave Johnson's not going to go green beans, is he? Dave, Memorial Day cookout. Top of my head here, just thinking about sides. I went with mac and cheese. I went with chips. I went with potato salad. I've got some deviled eggs. What am I missing?
Well, I think I just had a stroke. Did I just hear green beans?
Yeah.
I'm trying to recover from, or maybe it's a bad line we have here.
No.
It is a bad line. It's always a bad line. I can tell you that.
Yeah. No. Well, I'm not going to be able to recover from that. Was that Craig Heist that said green
It was
beans?
Heisty. I expect more from the Star.
All right. I'm gonna send up drones. I don't think the world is rotating in the proper direction. You know, when we're talking sides, let's just do pulled pork. How about that? That should be a main dish, but it's Memorial Day weekend. Just go for meat and have plenty of IPAs ready.
Yeah, anything can be a side dish if you want it to be so.
We're back on track.
There we go. Dave Johnson saved us.
There you go, Dave.
Hey, Dave, before we get to the finals, Michael Winger, tell us about him. What do we need to know?
Well, you know, I just think you probably know what I know. He's had a very successful track record. I think it's what we do need to know. He's taking on this role of president of Monumental Basketball. So there is still to be another hire to be made. But if you look at, you know, the franchises he's been involved with, the success they've had, when you do it in three different, very diverse places or different places, you know, it's, I don't believe it's an accident. He's got a formula for doing things that I'm not that familiar with, quite frankly. You know, this is just hitting me within the last week, but it's a formula that's worked. And now he gets to run the whole show with Monumental Sports. So Lawrence Frank was the president of the Los Angeles Clippers. And now I think the next selection will be also a very important selection. But it, what you also do need to know, it is a major shift when you bring in a new, unlike when you fire a coach. I mean, let's face it, in all sports, coaches are fired and hired, and that's what happens. But when you make a change, be it in football or whatever, in the front office, it can be a major culture shift.
Dave, with the GM hire, as you said, I mean, there's going to have to be a new blueprint here moving forward. Like, what do you expect? What do you anticipate in terms of the process this offseason? And how do they get to a point where they're playing in important playoff games again?
Well, you know, and that's a good question because, I'm still going to stand by, if the Big Three played more than 34 games last year, this was a team that would have been able to at least contend in the top four. I still believe that. And again, this is not me losing my mind on green beans. It's my belief when you have a player like Kristaps Porzingis, who's a unique player, you have a Bradley Beal who's proven he can score 30 points a game but doesn't have to, and then you have an emergency in Kyle Kuzma. So, but the question is, as the new person comes in, what's his philosophy? What's going to be his roadmap? Because, you know, when we do have frustration, like we do now, when you don't make the playoffs, right away the inclination is, all right, well, let's just, you know, dismantle it and start all over. Well, it's not that simple in the NBA. The NBA playoffs, which we're going to talk about, typically, to really go deep into those playoffs, typically, you've got to have a generational talent and someone that performs that way, and those kind of talents just don't grow on trees.
Dave, thank you as always, my friend. Have a great Memorial Day weekend.
You as well, and please, delete the green beans for Memorial Day weekend. I understand they're good for you, but not Memorial Day.
I could just be a big pile of leftovers in that fridge. Appreciate you, buddy. Let's talk Commanders, please, Darius. And that is our culinary expert and
That's
Commanders
true. I was
gonna
say,
cover.
Don't forget, yeah. Our chef.
Chef Matt Paris joins
show
us here.
Show chef.
The show chef joins us on the Old Beltway Blitz. Matt, what do we make of the three guys that were not at OTAs, Leno, Sweat, and Young? I guess just in general, order of significance and, you know, kind of what does it mean?
Yeah, we definitely put Leno definitely last on the order of significance. You know, veteran has been in this kind of Kansas City system in Chicago. I don't think there's much concern there. But for Chase Young and Montez Sweat, yeah, it is notable, especially for a guy like Chase Young who, you know, Rivera has talked all offseason about wanting to see kind of that work ethic that Daron Payne had last offseason that led to his contract and see if he'd be motivated. And if he is motivated, he's not showing that motivation at practice because he's not there. So I know Young, Sweat, and then Leno of your list.
Matt, the Forbes report today that there's going to have to be some changes made to the financing of the Harris deal for it to actually get through the financing committee. On a scale of 1 to 10, what is your level of concern that this deal doesn't go through?
Still relatively low, 2-3. I don't know how new that news is. The Washington Post has reported, at least for a few weeks now, that the deal kind of had problems because of its complexity. You know, everyone at the owners' meetings in Minnesota took a, you know, positive approach. Maybe they're just saying that, but it doesn't sound like there is anything. I mean, I'm interested to see how the debt is going to be structured. If it is $2 billion in debt for secured and unsecured, it'll be interesting to see whether that gets passed or has to be sorted out. But I think Josh Harris still is going to be the next owner of the Commanders.
It seems they're basically pushing the idea, and this is very, I guess, nebulous here, Matt. But they're pushing the idea that the big fix for their offensive woes over the last several years for this mediocre, underachieving group is Eric Bieniemy. Eric Bieniemy, and then some Eric Bieniemy. Forget about personnel. Eric Bieniemy's here. Like, A, how long does that honeymoon last? B, how big of a jump should we expect?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think there is a way that his offense could help the players, you know, in this offense, getting tight ends more involved. I looked this up the other day. Washington had the fourth least productive tight end group in the NFL last year, and I couldn't believe that there were three teams worse than them. So maybe getting tight ends more involved, in that West Coast style, I think shorter routes would help guys like Terry McLaurin, Curtis Samuel to use their speed. So I do think his offense could be a benefit for them. But yeah, they really are banking on him, Eric Bieniemy, the personality, his energy, getting guys ready to go and kind of being a leader of men.
I would be remiss not to ask a food question to our show chef, because we've been discussing this with our other Blitz guests. Sides for a barbecue on Memorial Day. Ryan Spader tweeted me this, who covers baseball, and I was just kind of kicking it around here during the segment, so we've been asking people. I got mac and cheese and deviled eggs as must-haves, potato salad, grilled corn on the cob. What does Chef Matthew Paris need as a side on his plate?
You know, give me the corn on the cob. That sounds delicious. I'm actually at my girlfriend's right now, having a little Memorial Day thing, and there was some elote corn style here, so it was delicious. Highly recommend.
What did we do, Top Chef, last night?
Not for dinner, but for lunch, I had some stuff left over. Did some stir-fry noodles with onions, peppers. I had this garlic butter left over from fried rice I made the other day.
And, Let's go.
So it ended up being really good. A lot of soy sauce.
Matt Paris.
Yeah, it was kind of an on-the-fly thing, but I was really pleased with how it turned out. So,
if there's ever, and I don't know why this would happen, but let's just say hypothetically.
Let's just say it does.
One day you guys all get to the facility and Ron comes out and he says, "You guys are where your feet are, okay? We're going to have a challenge today. This isn't interesting, but it's important, okay? You get 30 minutes. You got to cook us a meal. Here's your items are in this basket. Go to the kitchen."
Paris is winning.
I'm taking my money and putting it on Paris. Pete Haley doesn't stand a chance.
Yeah, beat Bobby Flay style. Because there's no Bobby Flay. It's beat Ron Rivera.
Sam Fortier is going to be fumbling around with the carrots and old Paris here is going to have a meal cooked.
I am a painfully slow cooker, though, so I don't know if I'll get it within the time constraints, but I'll try my damnedest.
When it's like 3, 2, hands in the air.
Exactly.
He's like just turning on a burner.
Paris is just getting the steaks slow in the oven. That's funny. But thank you, buddy. Enjoy the cookout. Right. Sorry
have
for keeping
weekend
you from the girlfriend.
Yeah,
all right, take care. There's Matt Paris of the Washington Times. That was kind of him to leave his little celebratory cookout.
Sounds like they were bird watching wherever they were.
To his pals.
But you know, it's the mark to me of someone that's a really good cook. Obviously, like world-class chefs can do world-class chef stuff, so this is different. I'm on like regular peasantry, us unwashed masses. When I open the fridge and see nothing, I see like baking soda and like the Brita machine. Matt opens up and is like, "Oh, I have this garlic butter from 2 days ago, and I have some soy sauce." And like names 11 things and like makes food that tastes good. I could never do that. That's always amazing to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time.
Here we go.
I say that we're going back to the well on this segment. We only introduced it once, and really we spent the segment kind of mapping it out more than anything. So this is going to be our first ever true Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag. The point of the segment is basically an ask me anything. You're going to send us your catch-me-all questions, comments. Are we keeping it to sports, or is it like an AMA? Is this whatever?
Anything.
All right.
Anything.
You can ask us whatever you want. 800-636-1067. It's Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag, next on The Fan. Jack Del Rio was asked about John Allen and Daron Payne. His answer was fascinating because he pivoted to Montez Sweat and critiqued him not finishing enough. I'm going to get you that quote, and we'll see if there's a there coming up on Grant and Danny in just a bit. But we are really excited right now, ladies and gentlemen. This is a fun segment. We do it because, because it's our mailbag.
Yeah, we invented it.
No one has ever done a mailbag quite like this. We call it Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag. And what happens on Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag, you ask us anything. You call in. It's off the beaten path. I get tired of hearing people say things like, you guys never talk about. Well, call in and ask us, which we'll talk about.
Now's the time.
It doesn't even have to be sports. You could ask us about something interesting. You ever had a question about your pals? Ever want to know something about your buddies? 800-636-1067. It's time for you to steer the show here for a few minutes. Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag. Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag.
Tip of the cap to
well
Darris
done.
For singing yep. and producing the open to Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag. I think everyone understands the way this works. Let's go to Andrew in Warrington. Andrew, you're first in line on Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag.
You guys never talk about superpowers.
Right.
With the exception of mind reading and mind control, what is the best superpower that you would never want for yourself?
Wow. Andrew, great okay. question.
That's how you play Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag.
That's it. That's the one that you would never want.
Right. Here's my thought on this. Okay. So the best abilities are things like that are practical. Things like teleportation. Or, you know, you don't have to wait in line anywhere. You just instantly travel wherever you want to go, like the movie Jumper, okay? You hopefully don't know Samuel L. Jackson, like paladins are coming after you to try to, like, you know, electrocute you and then stab you. You don't want that. But the ability that is great that I wouldn't want, hear me out on this, super strength. You're going, wait a minute, you wouldn't want to be super strong? When do you get time to yourself? When do you rest? The super strong guy will do it. Hey, man, can you help me move? You can lift 7 couches. You can lift the house if you wanted to.
Yeah.
The super strong guy never gets any rest. You have to do everything for everyone all the time. Why? Because you're super strong. That would be a curse. I mean, it'd be great. It'd be great. The one time you're in Clarendon and like one of Ryan Clary's buddies steps on your shoes and you could swing on him and knock him into Tuesday. That'd be awesome. But how often is that going to happen? It's the super strength.
I think talking to animals is my answer.
Good one.
I'd love to talk to Fiona and just have a quick chat, and she talks back to me.
Hello, little doggy. What are you thinking today, little garden minchu doggy? Little garden minchu?
The problem with that is that when Fiona talks back to me.
What does she sound like?
No problem. She probably sounds similar to what similar I sound
to that?
Like.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
What about when you're just like walking down the street with your dog now, and every squirrel that goes by is like talking ass?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Look at this idiot.
Like, I'm just getting out of my car at a game, and there's just, like, a bunch of birds flying by. I hear 30 thoughts at once. I don't need that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say probably talking to animals. I don't know if I want that.
Dr. Doolittling.
Another one, unbreakable bones. I think you get really cocky. I think you start taking too many risks. I think you need to be breakable. I think you need to know that things have repercussions.
Interesting.
So I would go with that. Let's go to Dan in Alexandria on Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag. Darris, fire it up. No, not that.
Not that one.
Darris, let's
that's
lock
Jim
it
Zorn.
In there. Come on.
There we go. There it is.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag.
It's really catchy, isn't it?
Yep.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag.
All right, Dan, that's your cue. What's your question, buddy?
Hey, guys. Big fan of the show. I actually met you at the Buffalo Wild Wings at one of your little remotes. Grant, you were real nice. Came over and said hi to me and my wife and my son.
Awesome.
Jay Gruden came over and said hi.
Oh, very
and
cool.
And Danny used the Flash super speed to sprint out of there.
I was going
to
say, Grant,
possible.
You were super nice.
Well, if it was,
anyway.
If it was 1 minute after the show, with all due respect to Danny,
no, that's accurate.
You won't be communicating with Danny.
That's all true.
No, all right. So my question is, of the big sports franchises, who's the next DC sports team to win a championship?
Ooh, look at that question. I'm going to go Caps. I think that they are playoff caliber next season, and you just saw it, man. You've seen it all postseason long in these playoffs, but right now it's the Florida Panthers who beat the Boston Bruins and the Carolina Hurricanes, the two best teams in the conference. You get in, you get a couple bounces. You go on a magical carpet ride in hockey. So I'll say the Caps just workshopping it. The Nats are not close. They're a couple years away from just being a winner again and getting back to the playoffs, let alone we know how hard it is to navigate the postseason. The Wizards, I won't waste any breath on that. And then the Commanders, they would actually maybe be second for me, I guess. But until they have a quarterback, I can't consider them a real threat. So got to be the Caps.
I am going Nationals, and I don't feel great about any of these answers. I think the Caps window is closed and nobody knows it, or nobody's acknowledging it. I think the Wizards, it'll never happen in my lifetime. And the football group, you're right. I mean, we're still in the desert searching for the Caps. So I'm going to say Nationals, even though there's a long way to go on that one, too.
Let's fire it up, Darius. Let's keep it moving. This is going to be Andy next. Andy's turn.
Here we go, Andy.
You're tuning into
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag. Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
This is how you ask us anything. Let's go to the Andy in the district. What's up, buddy?
All right, fellas. So we know Danny is out the door 1 minute after the show or perhaps during the commercial. How do we plan 4 hours for the following day? Are we doing group text? Are
Great
we
question.
Doing
Great
chat?
Question.
It's a great question. So there's a group text chain
yep.
where we send lots of links, and there's a group direct message chain on Twitter where anytime you see something you like, interesting story, what have you, we post in there. Danny, you lead the league in posting like stories that you just are interested in right into there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll gather all those up. I'll put them in an email with a bunch of links to those stories and or, you know, we'll just list all the things we want to talk about. And then normally we do like a rough draft segment, what we call like a rundown. So it would be each segment's listed. The only thing you'll see is like the topic. There's not much more written, but at 2 o'clock today, looking at it right now, it says D-Hop, Boston, Harris deal needs altered. And then we talked about DeAndre Hopkins getting released, the Celtics winning, and Josh Harris's deal needing to be tweaked. 225, it says level of concern. We took calls on that. 245, Mark Jackson vote gone. I said that I didn't want him to vote for the MVP anymore. So we kind of put together,
yep.
I'll send out to Darius, Ryan, Danny this little rundown. They can add, subtract, tweak, send what they think. And then we get together generally, you know, I'm in here like 12:15, 12:30 the next day. We have a show meeting by 1, and we sit here in this studio 12:45 to 1 o'clock or so, and we start our show meeting and crank out whatever changes we want to make to the
rundown. Because you're always sort of thinking about the show, even when you're not. Like, you know, so yesterday, for example, I'm at my son's soccer practice with my other son. We're taking a break sitting in the shade. So what do? I, you know, check Twitter or do something. You find a story, you put it in there. You know what I mean? It's all
yeah,
you're always
totally.
Sort of, you want to cast the widest net possible to narrow it down before 2.
And look, we don't have a real job. We're not digging ditches. Like,
right.
There's nothing particularly difficult about what we do. I always say it's a get-to job, not a have-to job, to quote Ernie Johnson from Turner Sports. I love this gig. I grew up a sports fan, and I get to sit here with a dude that I'm friends with talking about sports for 4.5 hours a day. The blessing and the curse of it is, though, that like you can't turn off like the thinking from mm-hmm. a radio show perspective.
Yep.
So like when you're at home and I'm watching a game, I'm not just ever able to watch the game. Like I'm watching the game from the perspective of, is that a topic? Can we talk about that? Every story I read, everything is like, okay, so what's the local angle? Oh, here's a story about the top 32 foods at this ballpark. What's the best food in D.C.? Like, whatever that is, it doesn't go away.
Mm-hmm.
But that is a little probably more than he bargained for with the question. It's a great question.
It's
though.
A great question for Grant and Danny's Mr. Tony's Mailbag.
That's why we play Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag. We came up with this, obviously.
We invented it.
We came up with the jingle. Like, frankly, it's surprising no one ever thought of anything like this before.
Mm-hmm.
Darius, please.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
My friend just recorded this and put it in the
Here
chat.
Here comes okay. Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
Homie chat will be playing this for a while. Let's go to Chris in Springfield. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Grant. How you doing today?
Doing great.
This question might be a little one-sided because I know, Grant, you're a big fan of Randy's. It's a two-parter. How was your most recent experience? And have you had boss sauce yet?
What's the last thing you said? What sauce?
What sauce?
Boss sauce. B-O-S-S. Georgie's little boss sauce.
Boss sauce. Oh, okay. So very good question. So George, my guy at Randy's, does have boss sauce. I have had boss sauce. He sent it home with me. It's wonderful. My last experience at Randy's was for my birthday on May 17th, and it was magnificent. I got the rib cap, which is the best cut of meat you can have as a starter. And then I did a filet because I wanted to eat a bunch of appetizers, which we had meatballs and some lobster bisque. I wanted to do a dessert. They gave me a delicious piece of chocolate cake a la mode, which was wonderful. Randy's, if you're not familiar, is a steakhouse in Tyson's. And my guy must be plugged in over there. But, yeah, it's a very, very good restaurant. Here's the thing, Danny.
Mm.
I like steakhouses.
Of course you do.
I like great experiences, and I like wonderful service. All of those things are available to you at the Great American Restaurants. They don't pay me a penny. The Great American Restaurants, I like companies run well.
Mm-hmm.
I talk about Chick-fil-A online all the time, and I always forget that somehow it's like this big political debate, and people hate Chick-fil-A for some reason. I always go through the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A, and I come away from that experience going, what a seamless operation. What an efficient, excellent company that is, where this person just like sprints up to my window in the parking lot and tells me they want me to have a great day and it's their pleasure. I like good experiences when I'm paying for things. The Great American Restaurants are the best experiences, and Randy's is about as good as you can do in terms of fine dining, if you will. So my wife and I go there from time to time for our big events. Do you guys have like a go-to place, you and your wife, for like...
We did in D.C., but we haven't established that in Fairfax yet.
What was it in D.C.?
There are a couple different spots. Bourbon Steak for us. Our boy went over looking at the wines for her. I mean, I think it's rotten grapes and everyone should calm down.
He is the sommelier.
Yeah. I've learned what that meant not too long ago. But yeah, so we would do that. A couple other spots.
Do you want to run one more segment back?
I think we owe it to the people.
Okay. We do owe it to you guys. So we've come up with this thing years and years of radio. No one ever thought of anything quite like mm-hmm. it. It's an Ask Us Anything, but it's actually called Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag. Someone asked me, who is Tony? We just thought of a random name, honestly. So Tony it could have been anybody.
Could have been Anthony, but just didn't have the right ring.
Could have been Grant and Danny's Darius's Mailbag. Mm-hmm. We just went with Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag. Had the best ring to it. You are listening to The Fan.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag. Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag.
Thank you, Darius. It is Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag. Little Ask Us Anything here on G&D. We might mix this in on Fridays now that we've reached the offseason. Still a lot coming up on the show as we go, including Jacoby Brissett ranked the number 2 backup quarterback in all of football. Is he going to start any games this season when Sam Howell is healthy? We'll get into that at the top of the hour at 5 o'clock. But people are waiting. Let's get through as many of these as we can. Rapid fire here. Let's start with Mark in D.C., who's got a question on the GNDT and D&T and Tony's Mailbag. What's up, Mark?
Please don't sing that song. It's so bad it sounds live each time.
It is live.
It is live. We have a studio band. It does it.
Each time. It's so bad. Danny, does the Barkley commercial sound different to you each time? I know it does. And how can you even take it? I mean, how do you critique yourself?
So it's a great question. So I'll answer it super quickly. I wasn't doing the – this is a kind of mistake people make. That's not really true. Okay, let me try to rephrase this better. We were doing a young Charles Barkley. So in other words, the older Charles Barkley is in here talking like this. The younger one is more up here. How you doing, Chuck? That guy. So we kind of crafted that voice for a while. So I'm trying to do the younger version. And so some people have been like, it sounds really good. It's good for you. That's awesome. But is that your normal one? And no, it's not. So it's a distinct thing. So I will tell you this. I did hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of takes. So I'm not even sure what happened anymore. I think it was pretty good.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag.
Andrew is in Damascus. Andrew, you have a question for us on Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag.
Yeah, hey, good afternoon, guys. Danny, if you could get Grant to eat any food, and not like in a gross way, but like, Grant, you will like this food. If you just eat it, what would you get him to eat?
Ooh. That's a good question.
That's a great question. So, but like, you, but like, forcing
to. You did that once with cornbread, and it worked.
Well, it did. You spit it out. That's why I started my Instagram.
No, that was jalapeno cornbread, which I would still spit out.
Yeah.
But since then, I've subsequently fallen in love with cornbread.
That is a hard one. Okay. So one of the things that you do that I think is insane is you eat cereal without any milk on it. Milk goes on cereal. It's right. You would do that, and you would eat delicious cereal. With, you don't have to bathe the thing in milk, but just a little bit of moisture there at the bottom for the appropriate texture and taste, because you're supposed to put milk on cereal.
I think I would gag if I drank milk.
But you're not drinking milk. You're eating cereal.
There's some milk on the spoon, and it would go down my throat, so it's the same as drinking
it's not the same at all. I mean, it's...
Seems similar.
No, I mean, there's some milk moisture attached to the cereal.
I'd rather just the cereal without it.
Yeah, just dry like a dog.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
I like that, Darius. Just getting us moving.
There you go, Darius.
This is how we do it.
There we go.
Craig in Woodbridge. What do you got, Craig?
I got a simple question for you. Has Grant ever seen a pay toilet?
A pay toilet?
Yes.
Is that like where you have to pay at a restaurant or something to go into the bathroom to use the toilet?
Well, to use the number two stall.
I don't think I have. I mean, I've been, like, downtown in D.C., there are some places where you go in or whatever, and to keep folks out of the bathroom that aren't customers, maybe, you have to, like, put 75 cents in or whatever to use the bathroom. If that's what you're referring, I've seen that. Otherwise, I've got no file on a pay toilet. But I'm glad you asked. That's what Grant and Danny's Tony's
all about.
He's all about learning more about each other.
Not interested if I've seen one.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
Mitch in New Jersey, what's up, man? How are you?
Good. How you guys doing? Happy good, Friday. Happy holiday.
You too.
Hope we have a good one. Sacramento. Well, they always this is why they always gonna be the second banana to San Francisco. But we know Oakland's gonna lose another team. They should have gone to the sweepstakes, getting the A's. They missed out on the Oakland Raiders. Even the Giants don't even play. San Francisco Giants don't play baseball in San Francisco.
What question you got here, Mitch?
Why didn't Sacramento step up to the plate in securing the A's relocation, which is no big secret?
All right. Why didn't Sacramento try to get the A's? I don't know that they didn't. I mean, they've long time had an affiliate with the organization. Vegas is just they're going to lose that fight. Maybe they knew that. I don't have a great answer for you there. I think Vegas is a better home for the
Eagles. My guess is Vegas, you know, in winning the Golden Knights and winning the Raiders, was basically like, yep, you want public money? We got you. And I don't know if Sacramento and California was willing to do that.
We got there with Mitch for a little while. It seemed like he was calling into a different radio show. He just started giving a take on Sacramento A's. I didn't know what that was. But we came around. We got a question in. That's our guy there from Jersey. All right, let's keep it cooking.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
Reminded me of that guy that called in one time and asked us about Seattle.
The Sounders.
I think he looked up the wrong number on the radio station.
He said,
Seattle.
Washington, sports radio. Talk about the Sounders.
He's like, well, you guys think the Sounders are going to win this weekend? Start Googling it and telling them why I think they will.
Yeah.
Dennis is in Herndon, home of the Hornets. It's Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag. What's up, Dennis?
All right, go Hornets. First time caller, long time listener. I love it. My question is how do you like the fact that the Orioles are doing well this year while still disliking the fact that they gave us a terrible TV deal that's hampered our ownership sale?
This is such a great question.
It's a great question by you.
I was literally talking with the boys about this at Camden Yards when we went and saw Shohei almost hit for the cycle, hit a 460-foot bomb in a beautiful ballpark about a week and a half ago. The answer for me is simple. It's the same way that I'm able to root for the Commanders and hate Dan Snyder. It's the same way I was able to root for the Orioles and hate Peter Angelos before, because Ryan Mountcastle is not the reason the Masson deal is bad. And because Cedric Mullins isn't saying, screw the Nationals, right? I support the team. I like Adley Rutschman. The people behind Masson, Angelos specifically, not inviting them over for a cookout anytime soon on Memorial Day weekend. This is a blast of a team. They're young. They're exciting. They've got the best prospect in the game now graduated in Rutschman. Then the best prospect in the game was a guy who hasn't even really delivered this year, Gunnar Henderson, but he's going to be really good. And right now, the best prospect in baseball, the publications don't list him this way yet, but they're wrong, is Jackson Holliday, who was the number one pick in the draft last year. He's not a better prospect in the game. I mean, what Mike Elias has done in Baltimore has been unbelievable. I'm so jealous. They do a great job. So, yeah, they're an easy team to like and root for if you like young players who have a chance to be great.
Grant can separate. I can't. Drives me crazy. That's my
Here comes
answer.
Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
I don't know what I'm doing, but it drives me nuts. It makes me so irritated, but they're really good.
Pat's in Mechanicsville. Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag. What's up, Pat?
Hey, how y'all doing, man? Happy Memorial Day weekend to you.
Two.
Hey, I got a good question for you. If you could have any superstar right now in sports, who would you take to come to Washington?
Any superstar in sports? God, I love that question. I'll go Ohtani. I would love for him to pitch and hit for the Nationals. Giannis to the Wizards would be pretty high up there, I would say.
You know, the first person that jumped into my mind was Acuna.
Weird.
I don't know why I thought that, but who would I want? And then I realized he's hitting like 390 when he's stealing every base and hitting every homer. But Ohtani's probably a better answer.
Mahomes. We should probably bring him up.
Oh, shoot.
That would change everything.
A difference maker.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
Brian's in Tacoma Park on G&D. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Brad.
Hey, guys. This is kind of a blessing and a curse question for Danny. Mm. Danny, I'm assuming you have a great life. But tomorrow, if you did your Barkley impression and could not change your voice back, how would your life be?
Wow.
Oh.
You're stuck as a Barkley
You're stuck. The novelty would be over in about 13 seconds. And think about, my wife's like mad at me. We're having
an
argument.
How many people would get mad at you just in everyday life?
They go, switch back. I can't do it. I'm stuck. Don't change no more. Because you can't. It's his cadence
imagine
and everything.
You're trying to like order food, and people think you're doing a bit.
Could you? Yeah, where's this going? To Turner Studios? I'd like to order the number 4 with the fried rice. It would be the worst curse ever.
Chris is in Haymarket on Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag. What's up, Chris?
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag.
What you got?
Hey, boys. My question is, whose job is it to turn on Grant's microphone during the week, and why is the ball dropped on that about an average of 17 times during the week?
That's a great question, by Chris. Do I do that more than you? You're the one. I feel like you always say, I've got to turn on my microphone.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
You just don't acknowledge it when it happens.
Okay.
It's just that people can hear you through Danny's microphone, so they know that you didn't turn your microphone on.
Okay, that makes sense.
But Danny always acknowledges
it. Danny always says, I should probably turn on my microphone.
Yeah, it's a great one.
Yeah, the answer is it's my job, number one. Like, I turn my mic on and off. So if you hear it not on, I forgot to turn it on, is the answer to the question. I'll take the blame on that. Will is in Stafford. We'll go. We'll end it here. Will, you are the last man standing here on the first ever full installment of Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag.
Hey, guys, thanks. I got to say real quick, McDavid centering Ovechkin for the gold for his last few years here would be great.
I would enjoy that.
Yeah, I'd watch that.
But I sent this to Danny earlier today, a picture. I'm at my in-law's dog sitting.
It's
I'm in
unbelievable.
The today looking around, and in a box labeled Christmas 88, there's a sealed copy of Zelda 2. And when I see it, I just started like doing the Kirk Gibson around second base because I knew what it was. My in-laws are out of town. You know, my wife's back at the house. And I'm asking, I mean, do I tell my in-laws what they're sitting on? Do I send it out and get graded? I mean, do I convince my wife not to tell her brother what I found?
Here's what you do. You tell the in-laws what they've got, that you found it, and then they're going to give it to you. Oh, you have it. Just tell them what it means to you, how cool it is.
Yeah, so Will was telling the story. It was meant for his uncle got it. It was meant for like his nephew, and he never gave it to him. Now it's like kind of finders keepers. Get it graded, see what it's worth, and let them know what you have.
Yeah, I would get it graded, but I would definitely tell them, hey, I found this.
Uh-huh.
Let them do what they want. I think they're going to do the, it's yours, do whatever you want with it. Ladies and gentlemen, Grant and Danny's.
Good energy on the floor.
Tony's Mailbag.
Good broadcast.
Jack Del Rio on Montez Sweat. I think you'll want to hear what he had to say next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch. Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.